running water here. Different types of land and the geography of the land. What names would you have? You told me about a bio.
Well, we have bios, you know, mm-hmm. and on up the around here we had bios leading out of the Gulf, you know, the Sound. Mm-hmm. In other words, anything close to the Sound was called a bio. And up in the river, then they'd have bios and sloughs, and then they'd also had creeks, you know.
What's a slough?
Well, a slough is in other words, it's not necessarily, it's a body of water that's off from a river itself, you know, and it drains just a small area of that, you know, river bank.
Okay.
And it comes down, forms a little slough, you know. And in other words, it'd be just like a dredged canal that you'd have today, you know, but it was
okay.
A natural slough.
All right.
And the sloughs, the bayous, and the, of course, we had some lakes, you know,
yeah.
But they were misnamed in one sense of the word. For instance, Krebs Lake up here, it was a body of water, you know, that fed into the river, you know, but it was actually part of the river.
All right, would that be natural or man-made?
Well, it was natural, you know what I mean.
Yeah. What would you call maybe a man-made one?
Well, that's a pond.
Well, maybe a man-made thing you'd use to, you know, dig now because the conservation corps.
Well, you dredge your, you talking about dredging, in other words, if you dredge something out?
Yeah.
Well, we had dredge boats, you know. U.S. engineers, you know, maintained the channel depths and such as that.
Okay. And the names you'd have for a small stream of water, you call them?
Well, a real small stream of water, we'd call that a drainage ditch, you know.
Okay. You know, something like a creek.
Yeah. Well, in other words, a creek, usually, in my knowledge of a creek, the way I would use it, in other words, like, for instance, Franklin Creek up here,
yeah.
That's the land around Forts Lake up in that vicinity, you know, that's drained into this creek coming on out into the river, see?
Okay.
But
what about a branch? You ever heard that word?
Yeah, I've heard a branch used. That terminology is synonymous, I guess you might say, with the bio, you know.
Okay. And now, what about a place where, you know, the water, as the tide would kind of come in, the water would go, as the tide was high, the water would go in, and as the tide was low, it would come out. This is kind of maybe a shallow arm of the sea or something like that.
Well, in other words, when you start talking about your tides, you've got high tide, low tide, you know, and then you got what they call an ebb tide, a nip tide, rather.
Okay, what's
a nip tide? In other words, that's where it's usually about 12-hour intervals, you know. You'll have high tide today and you'll have low tide.
Mm-hmm.
All right, some days it's high and low twice, you know. What I mean, the tide's coming in and going out. That's what you call a nip tide, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's neap, I think it's correct spelling, N-E-A-P, but we always called it nip tide, you know.
All right. Now, land that had water standing in it for a good part of the time, say it was always had water standing in it.
Had a mud hole.
Mud hole.